and deeply rooted. They appear to have lived happily in this union until 10 years later, when tragedy again descended on Edgar Poe's life, as his mother had 47 years earlier. Virginia, a mere 23 years old, also died of tuberculosis. Poe dearly loved his wife, and after her death, it is said that he and his life just steadily became less and less stable over the years. Poe's works have endured much criticism as well as received much praise. Many professionals who have researched Poe's life and his writings feel that much of it strongly reflects Poe's own life, at least metaphorically. One critic and friend wrote, "Poe's attraction to the problem of death is so conspicuous that the reticence of modern criticism on the subject seems inexplicable." The very brilliance of his work, being written from such an admittedly unusual and unique perspective, may be the very guarantee that the controversial contributions of Edgar Poe to the history of written fiction and classic literature will forever be misinterpreted and misunderstood. Vincent Buranelli, in his book about Edgar Allan Poe, wrote, "Even though Poe is often looked upon as a gifted psychopath who is describing with consummate artistry his personal instabilities and abnormalities, the fact remains